I didn't change my, I call it brooms.
Yeah.
I didn't change my broom much, but the work lot that moved she went and worked right where my husband worked. Well, still me, I didn't. I mean, I dressed mine after William.
All up the other banks, mostly every place stops here.
That's right.
There we go. We'd have different brooms.
Yeah.
In the summer, Ocracoke is a thriving tourist area, alive and jumping with thousands of vacationers who come to enjoy the pristine beauty of the island. But in the winter, Ocracoke is just another small town in North Carolina, or so the 700 people who live here year-round think.
It's home, and it's special to me because it's home.
We found this place, and it was beautiful.
Ocracoke's quite simply a magical place, magical in the very keenest senses of the word, and in as much as it teaches you to appreciate things, you learn here, but you learn by an appreciation for just how nice a sunny day or a bit of sky or a little, a tuft of sea oats out there on the dune, whatever it is, turns your attention, and that's what changes people, I think, when they come here.
I guess a good thing, to know that I was born and raised right here and one of the original ones before people started moving in as tourists and stuff, And it just feels good to know that, you might say an original Ocracoke.
So I can't say that I have a true appreciation for what to be an Ocracoker is, but I have a great respect for it.
Well, really, truly, all you got to do is be born, raised, and lived in Ocracoke. That makes you an Ocracoker. You're a native.
Ocracoke, located in the North Carolina Outer Banks, is an unusual place because it is so isolated from the rest of North Carolina. It takes either a 45-minute ferry ride from Cape Hatteras or a 2.5-hour ride across the Pamlico Sound to get on or off the island. The language of Ocracoke has grown very distinct because of this isolation. In fact, isolation is one of the reasons the original inhabitants came to the island.
Some of the early settlers that perhaps came into Virginia first in the 1600s and 1700s, and a number of them were folks straight out of the debtor's prison. Now today, that wouldn't mean a whole lot. You'd have to lock 95% of the country up if you wanted to get at all the people in debt, with the credit card situation. But back then, if you owed £10, and you're thrown into prison. So a lot of those folks were so disgusted with government that they wanted to get as far away from civilization as they could get, any form of government. So they left Jamestown, they left Williamsburg, and trickled on down there to be out, on their own.
As a result, the Ocracoke dialect, or brogue, has many distinctive features that set it apart from other North Carolina dialects. These are pronunciation, vocabulary, and grammatical differences.
When people are isolated for one reason or another, either because of the mountains or because of water, then they often will retain some features of older English.
An example of a grammatical difference is the use of the word weren't, where other English speakers use wasn't.
I heard some footsteps. They weren't me and they weren't Linda. I heard footsteps and they weren't the dog, because the dog was sitting near the beach, near the water.
Another highly noticeable feature of the brogue is the pronunciation of words like tire and fire.
Well, we toured on the side of the street last night, the waterfall and night moonshine. No feast. We spoke matter up the woods.
Now tell me what you said.
High tide on the sand side.
High tide sand side, yeah.
Last night, the waterfall.
Water-fired?
Yeah, that's phosphorus in the water. You ever go to the ocean, you see the...
Last night,
the old people used to call it water-fired. When the water-fired.
Yeah,
fired.
Last night, water-fired. Okay.
Yeah, and the night, the moonshine.
And the night, the moonshine.
So, they had... One night, they had a water-fired against them. The next night, they had a moonshine again.
Another example of a pronunciation difference is the unique pronunciation of the I vowel sound in words like high and tide.
Users can't get, you know, couldn't catch too much on bright nights. You know, yeah. When the nights are bright,
right.
You don't catch much fish. So.
I see.
So that's why when they went out there, you know, they've been fishing for 2 nights, still hadn't caught no fish. So we went to this other old guy and said, last night water fire. High tide on the sign side. Last night, water far, night moonshine, no fish. What do you suppose, Matter Uncle Woods?
One of the biggest